Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, light warriors, old souls, evolving beings. So happy to be with you here today. So much is going on. The energies have been unbelievably intense over the last 10 days. And I don't know if you can hear, but you will hear the winds whipping through. And so many of us are experiencing super intense energies. It is going to get better, but not right away. So I'm always careful. I never put out fear. You are your own master. You are bringing these things into yourself to be able to expand and explore. So this is just simply a message of paying attention so that your life force and your life energy does not get zapped. Okay, many, many of us are overly exhausted at this moment. We have been vibrating unbelievably high. All right, so you may be feeling energy pulsing through your body, or we have been moving, opening, recreating portals. And for those of you who don't understand this, or maybe think it's all woo-woo, that's okay. Take what resonates. But think of it as if all of this dead weight is finished. It's done. It's over. But you have to remove it and let it go back to source in order for all the new energy to have a chance to rise and have a chance to rise without all of the old programmings and all of the old lies. So, when I say we are opening portals, that's all of us. Yes, some of us are more grid workers, and we are literally placed in positions on this planet in which we can work with energies to open up and bring in what is needed for the area. So, those of us who are doing the heavy lifting to be able to then help others through, in a sense, feel it. And we feel it very, very heavily. So, how can you help us? How can we help each other? And again, this is not saying that one person is better than another person. We each came onto this planet with different skills. So, the best that you can do is open yourself up to really understanding what those gifts are and taking full advantage of them. And here are some tips and some ideas, because if I've gone through it, many of you are going through it. So, the first little message is the big energies that we've been clearing still are the throat, which means communication. Being able to speak your truth, knowing when to speak your truth. The heart expansion, where literally you will feel heart palpitations, pressure on your chest, so much energy coming in and going out. The other night at about 8 p.m., the energy was so intense that literally I had to turn everything off because I could not function. It almost felt like an anxiety attack. And if you knew me, I don't really have anxiety attacks. I kind of plow through everything. But it was so heavy, I literally had to get rid of all of the noise. And that's because we are expanding, as I mentioned, all the energy sources, plugging into the light energy coming from the sun, our new sun, as I always say, and being able to move these energies for the highest and best. The other area, the solar plexus. You may be having gut issues. You may be having crazy acid reflux. All of these things are energy that needs to get moved. And know that when you are sleeping, you are helping. Know that if you are able to meditate, you are helping, even if you think you're not doing a darn thing. And again, I always say meditating can be simply hugging a tree, putting your feet on the ground, looking at a gorgeous flower. If you can't get outside, looking at a pretty picture, hearing some uplifting music, that is moving energy. Whether you believe it or not, that is moving energy. And my big tip for you is that the other day when the winds were so high, I lost electricity for a while. And many, many people have been talking about these outages. And I'm simply going to say these outages are twofold. Yes, things are going on behind the scenes that need to be taken care of in forms of all technological upgrades, but they're also happening on an energetic level. The most important lesson I got was that during the time, I only had so much cell battery. Okay? You know when you're just about to lose power and you're thinking to yourself, oh, I only have this much energy on my phone. What are the most important messages I'm going to read or send out? And for the next few weeks, I want you to think in your mind that you are so expansive that the only energy you want to take in is that from the central sun and the higher beings. You are plugging in to the light 100%. No distractions, no craziness, none of this other stuff that is being broadcast is relevant to you. You have two bars, as the picture shows, on your battery. Where are you going to put your energy? And this happened to me because I was one hair away from responding to a couple of things that had gone on where people were repeating the same old stories. And one person was controlling another, and another was coming back in outrage. And all of this going back and forth, each one proving that they were doing this for the right reason, but missing the point that all of this energy that is being expended into proving these things is a waste of your valuable, creative, expansive, loving energy. You are plugged into source more than you have ever been in your entire life. We are in the 888s. I do not care for one second what is happening in the fake White House. I do not care for one second about those quote unquote truth or non-truthers who are still pitching. We are so far beyond all of that. The only way that you can move into your next creative step, you, the master, you, the creator, you, the one who holds the power. I think that was the second or third video I ever made. Go back and listen to it. It is just as valuable today as it was then. Because if you give your power away, if you plug into the wrong energy source, there is only one person, one dream, one creator you are hurting, and that is you. And this is not the time. We are in what is the biggest balancing act ever, something perhaps called the X Factor with the upcoming eclipse. Two of them. I hope to make another video on this, but I want to keep this to the point. If you are the master, which you are the I am the light, I am the truth, I am the way, this I shall do, and more. Why are you giving your power away to argue a point that does not make everyone expand? You are not here to fix. You are not here to save. You are here to play, expand, and grow. One cannot play and grow if they are being siphoned. Now, who are the siphoners? The siphoners, Main Street media, people who claim they have the next big answer. They know when that next event is going to happen. They're the ones who are pitching harder and harder and defending themselves and putting out all this material about how they're right. And then, of course, that material changes a month from now. You're plugging into the wrong source. A siphon, in the old term, is this thing having to do with negative witchcraft that can generate its own, cannot, I'm sorry, a siphoner cannot generate its own magic. So it has to plug in to other sources. That's any of you. That's any of you creative beings. They want to siphon your energy so that you can't get up and go and create as a creator being. Which is why I'm always encouraging you to move forward, turn off the news, turn off these other things, spend less time doing all of this research at this point and more time going within. Now, not all people define siphoner in this term, in this way. So please don't write into me and let me know about how all these other energies work. I'm aware of them. I'm aware of the history. I'm aware of all of that. I'm talking about anyone who is trying to take the energy from you, or you are giving them your energy because you're plugging in and playing their game. Unplug. You're getting the wrong information and or growth and or enthusiasm when you continue on those sources. The energy coming from your sun is spectacular right now. Or may I say two suns, and some days three suns. I did finally get a shot of the two suns, so I will hopefully post that next. So everything is being created and changed if you allow yourself the freedom to think of expansive universes. But if you think of yourself as a lowly human being just here to do the same thing day after day, or to accept what a government or some programming gives you, you are missing the joy, the incredible point of being here in one of the most difficult times you could have ever chosen. But what will be one of the most awe-inspiring, rewarding, phenomenal steps you could have ever taken. So, just like if you're from the United States and you go to Europe and you show up in Europe with only those two bars left on your phone and you did not prepare ahead of time, you didn't bring a plug, you'll be very, very surprised to see a two-pronged circular plug. How are you going to plug in? You absolutely can't. Why? Because you didn't prepare ahead and you didn't think carefully enough about where your energy source was coming from and what you were going to put those two little lines of battery energy back into. As the solstice comes, our vernal equinox, vernal meaning the point in which the day and the night are equal, go out into Mother Nature, even if it's only for a few minutes or imagine being in Mother Nature and ask her, ask specifically the central sun outside of our universe to plug in to our sun, to plug in to us. No more intermediaries, no more masters. Our energy coming from there and our soul family, that is where we will get refilled. Use that energy when you look at your food. I don't care what the food is at this point. People are having a hard time drinking. They're having a hard time eating. They're having a hard time moving. They're having a hard time functioning. You are anything you look at. You ask the central sun to bring the energy to the sun through into that object. You operate on light. You are refilling your battery. You are refilling every little part of your body. You are healing instantaneously from plugging into the proper sources. And when it comes time to play the games of 3D life that you have to do a couple things in, pop in, do those things, watch yourself. I know it's hard sometimes because we want to stand up for what is right. We want justice to happen. We want to do it for the good of the people. The problem is many of these people have decided to play that game. So become aware of who those people are so that you don't play. Your source is not the 3D world. So if you truly want to live in the higher dimensional realms, all of those pieces are going to become less and less important to you. It's like one of my early videos. Don't try to fit in. Evolve out. It may make you a loner. You may be the only person in your world who feels this. But you are still not alone. And asking Central Sun through the sun into you to re-energize you, you are going to feel plugged in. Now, the hard part is feeling that plugged in. Can you handle the energy that's coming in? Because we are so used to working on zero battery power that when energy comes in, we don't even know what to do with it. We're like all over the place. So that's why they say ground, you know, even bring something from outside inside, hold on to it, a beautiful crystal, a stone, hold things over your throat chakra, try to speak your truth. Do your best to continue to dream of all the things that bring you joy and fun that you're bringing into the world, into your world. And know that nothing, none of this has been a waste of time. You have not done anything wrong. You are not being punished. You are not being taken advantage of if you set your path as straight as you can. You give 20%, which is a lot in a human energy form. And I assure you, the energies from the sun, from Mother Earth, from the trees, from inner earth, from all of these areas are going to come pouring into that body of yours. We are going to make this through it. This has been a rough but beautiful time frame, because those old lessons that you learned last year and the year before that, you're being forced to put your money where your mouth is. Can you do it? I know you can because you're still listening. But just beware. Watch out for those siphoners. Don't let them get the best of you. Definitely, for the next few weeks, probably 6 weeks, seriously think every time before you are about to engage, is this how I want to use my battery? Okay? It's going to help you tremendously. Portals have been opened. energies, new energies are coming in, which is why they're going to feel different than they would have felt before. You could be feeling the jaw pain. I mean, there's just, you could do the Rice Krispie thing that I was talking about in my last video. My joints just going pop, pop, pop. Anything and everything is on the table. But whatever you do, don't forget, you are the master. You create what you see around you. So pull in the best. Keep your heart open. Don't close yourself off in the sense of shutting yourself down from love and enjoyment and peace and all of that. But if you feel as though you need to retract into your little cave a little bit just to work through all the energies, that's totally okay too. Know that I love you from the bottom of my heart. We will make it through all of this. We always do. These are incredible signs that these portals have been opened, because people are going to start to see things in communications, telepathy wise, and even signs and symbols that have been hidden in this planet that people have looked at for years and they just couldn't see. All of a sudden, it's going to be like clear as day to them. So look for the absolutely impossible in the skies, in anything next to you, even the people who pass by. Have a beautiful, wonderful day. Love you.